The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live, home of the most incredible radio audience on planet Earth. The host, he's a little questionable, but not the audience. The most incredible radio audience on planet Earth, and you have proven it again. Here's what I'm so excited about, and then I want to make some comments about some things that a previous caller said just before the break, a caller that I just have enormous respect for, but I want to respond. We ran out of time, and I feel bad about that. But first, if you're a regular listener, you know on Thursday of last week, I came to you on behalf of Christian Solidarity International. They are the only organization, the only ministry on the planet that is attempting to release slaves in North Sudan. And yes, there are thousands of them, not nearly as many as there were because of CSI. And I don't have time to go into all the story. If you were listening last week, you know this is the absolute truth. Slaves, real slaves owned like property by Arab slave owners in northern Sudan, and $250 can set them free. No, it's not ransom. No, it doesn't encourage more slaves. No. Again, it's a long, wonderful, beautiful, miraculous thing, but $250 releases a slave. On Thursday, I said, folks, we need to release 34 slaves. That's $8,400. You responded and responded and responded. You called. You went online to thewordcolumbus.com. You called the number 877-882-0792. And by the time we were at the end of the day Thursday, we had exceeded our goal of $8,400. And then you have kept giving. You gave on Friday. You gave over the weekend online and at the toll-free number. And I just got, minutes ago, I just got the latest update from Christian Solidarity International. And we are now, right now, at $10,105. Thank you, Victoria in Powell. And thank you, Carol. And I'm not, I've forgotten, this is my fault. Carol sent a check to CSI, and I can't remember, Carol, where you're from, and I apologize. But Carol sent a very, very nice check, and Victoria from Powell made a very nice donation. And because of their generosity and your generosity, and so many responded, we are now at $10,000. $105, which more importantly translates to 40.4 slaves, 40 and one half slaves. Another $125, we'd be at 41 slaves. Our goal is 34. So I wasn't even going to mention it at all today, but I just got the latest report just minutes ago from the folks at CSI, and I just wanted to praise God and thank you for your incredible generosity. The banner will be up until Friday at thewordcolumbus.com. Then it goes away. Banner will be up till Friday. So until Friday, if you want to give online, you go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on the CSI banner, Christian Solidarity International. You can give online, or you can call 877-882-0792. 800-800-7692. Our goal, $8,400. We're over $10,000. If you want to keep it going, if you want to release some more slaves, praise God. 877-882-0792. If you're writing it down, let me repeat it for you one more time. 877-882-0792. Once again, proof of what an incredible audience this is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, before the break, my friend Sarge from out at Wright-Patterson said, hey, listen, we got to hold politicians on both sides of the aisle, both parties accountable, and I could not agree more. And occasionally, it doesn't happen very often, but occasionally someone will say, well, Bob, you know, we only hear you support Republicans, and you're always talking down on the Democrats. You're always condemning the Democrats, and you just praise Republicans. Not really true. If you are a regular listener, you have heard me criticize Republicans often. I think the Republican Party here in the state of Ohio is a mess. We have some really good Republicans in office here in Ohio, but the party, it's a mess. It is. And I think the Republican Party has a lot of problems. I think we have a lot of professional politicians in Washington, D.C. that have an R beside their name who probably should go home. I don't disagree with that at all. In fact, I believe that with all my heart. But here's what it comes down to. We basically have a two-party system. You can vote independent, and many people do. Your candidate will never win, at least not for 20 years. Just not going to happen. That is a reality. You can vote Green Party, Constitution Party, and so forth. That's fine. You're making a statement, but your candidate is not going to win. We are right now. It could change. We have a two-party system. So those two parties are going to be primarily responsible for representing us in Washington, D.C. and in Columbus, Ohio. Of those two parties, I have a lot of problems with the Republicans. I do. However, if you look at what they're supposed to stand for, not all do. They stand for traditional marriage. They stand for life. They stand opposed to abortion. They stand for small government. At least they're supposed to. They stand for lower taxes, or at least they're supposed to. That's their platform. If I look at the platform of the Republican Party, most of it I have no problem supporting. Now, again, do all the Republicans support the platform? No. Do we have corrupt Republicans? Yes, absolutely. On the other hand, when I look at the Democrats, they stand for the killing of unborn innocent children. That's evil. That's not just a difference in ideology or a difference of opinion. That's evil. They stand for same-sex marriage, the redefinition of the home and family and marriage. That's evil. And it is the antithesis of what Scripture teaches. They stand for bigger government, not smaller government. They stand for telling people that you are victims and you cannot help yourself. We must help you. That is the antithesis of Scripture as well. Here's the bottom line. If someone says, yeah, I'm just sick and tired of the Republican Party, fine. I get it. I understand. But I do not understand how someone with biblical values can support the Democrat Party. I don't. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I would love for someone to explain to me how someone who loves God, loves the Word of God, can support the Democrat Party. And I got phone lines that I'd love to talk to you. Please explain to me. I will listen to you. I promise I will treat you with respect. But somebody, please tell me how you can support the Democrat Party. If you want to complain about the Republicans, I'll listen to that too. I complain about them too. But when you look at the two parties, one stands for things that are wrong, evil. I can't support that.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, every day is some kind of national this day. When is National Talk Show Host Day? When is that? Anyway, you know, it's National Left-Handed Architects Day. Anyway, every day is a national someday. Here is a national day that I can get behind, and it's coming up on June 4th. Okay, I can get behind this day. June 4th is National Donut Day. Yeah, National Donut Day, so proclaimed by the Salvation Army. Now, some of you are going, what do you mean? Donut, Salvation Army? Why? But here is a little bit of history that you may not know. You know, during World War II, in fact, began in World War I, American soldiers were called doughboys. Some of you know that, some of you may not. They were called doughboys. Well, here's the story. In France in 1917, the Salvation Army established what they called donut lassies. They were Salvation Army females who established field bases near the front lines of battle in France. And they set up a hut as close to the front lines as they could so that soldiers, American soldiers and others, could stock up on essential goods and get a treat or two provided by the lassies. Now, it became more and more difficult to bake, and so they began making donuts in the helmets of soldiers. Two Salvation Army volunteers, Margaret Sheldon and Helen Previance, began frying donuts in soldiers' helmets. Quote, their work brought a light of hope and happiness to the battlefield, a much-needed boost for soldiers who had been there for ages. Quote, the donut lassies are now credited with popularizing the donut in the United States when the troops, commonly known as doughboys, came back from fighting in Europe. Over 100 years later, the Salvation Army is still serving on the front lines, now through a wide range of social services for the most vulnerable Americans. So, June 4th is National Donut Day, created by the Salvation Army. And by the way, National Donut Day was created in 1938, after World War I. 1938, the first ever National Donut Day was celebrated in Chicago, and the history of the Salvation Army's donut lassies was officially immortalized. Isn't that incredible? I had no idea. June 4th, National Donut Day. It would be a great day to go buy a donut and make a donation to the Central Ohio Salvation Army. Great people. Every December, we have the privilege of partnering with the local Salvation Army in their Red Kettle campaign. For several years now, I have had the incredible privilege of having my own kettle, a virtual online kettle. And for several years now, you folks have filled that kettle to overflowing. So thank you. But anyway, June 4th, National Donut Day. And it has been since 1938, commemorating the Donut Lassies of World War I. Buy a donut and make a donation to the Salvation Army. Here's something quite disturbing. We were talking about the difference between Republicans and Democrats and what they stand for and what they believe in, abortion, life, and so forth. For the first time in over 30 years, a U.S. budget is being proposed without the Hyde Amendment. Now, what is the Hyde Amendment? The Hyde Amendment has been around for over 30 years. And Democrat and Republican presidents have all included the Hyde Amendment in their national budgets. The Hyde Amendment says no federal dollars can go to abortion services. Nope. No federal dollars can go to abortion services. President Biden is the first president since Carter? I don't know. I'd have to look it up. First president in a long time, since 1976, the first president since 1976 to exclude the Hyde Amendment in a federal budget. Now, that budget has not yet passed, and we can only hope and pray that there are enough people in the U.S. Congress, the House of Representatives, and the Senate that believe in life enough that the Hyde Amendment will be placed back in the budget. And by the way, President Biden, strong supporter of the Hyde Amendment. Oh, yeah. Yeah, strong. For years and years and years, President, well, back then, Senator Biden was a strong supporter of the Hyde Amendment. He made statements, I'm a Catholic. Uh-huh. He changed his position in 2019 while campaigning for president. Yet changed his position in order to get elected. His entire political career, he supported the Hyde Amendment. Until he saw it as a hindrance to power. So I hope and pray that the Hyde Amendment will be returned when this budget is finally approved.